And it'd be like, if you're the gatekeeper, and they'd be like, well, he was hadn't been here for 2 years, so there's no way you talked to him. And you're like, okay, well, I talked to him.
Good afternoon, Anacote.
Hi, is Rami there?
No, Romy's already gone for the day.
Oh, okay. Are they gonna be back in tomorrow?
You never know. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah.
Just depends on what her schedule's like.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and does she have an email? I have one on file, but I'm not sure if it's hers. It's I don't like and Anna, I can't even say it.
Anacote.
Yeah, Anna Code. I don't know why it was weird for me
That'll
to say.
finish at yahoo.com.
Yes, is that it?
Yes, that's just general. If you want to
Okay.
send her an email, I can put it in her cupboard, but I can't promise you she'll respond.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no, I
Okay.
understand. Well, yeah, is there maybe an office manager of the I can
Well,
speak
and
to?
that's kind of me, but it depends on what you want, whether I can help you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I was trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It was based
Well,
on
we're
some.
not, as far as I can tell, we're not in need of any financing.
Okay. Yeah, we had it was based on some financing through U.S. Bank, and we do equipment finance and working capital. So is Rami the one to speak about, you know, those things with, or do you kind of just?
Yeah, she's the owner, but like I said, you have to catch her.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
the
that is the hard part, and that's
hard part,
partly my job too. But
right?
like
Yeah.
I said, if you want to send an email, I'll at
Okay.
least print it out and put it in her cupboard, and then she's going to see it, and she's going to chuck it at me, and she's going to say, "What is this?" And
What
I'm going
is
to tell
this?
her it came in the email for her. But what
Yeah.
she does with it after that is on her.
Exactly. She's gonna be like, "What is this?"
I think that is the closest you're probably going to get to her, because we don't even know if she's coming in.
Oh wow, you guys. Okay. Well, yeah, so I'll go ahead and I'll send that note and yeah, I mean, how's business been over there for you guys?
Well, it's kind of slow in the industry. It comes and
Really?
goes like the wind,
So you
but we're managing to pay our bills and our employees and stay above water. We're okay.
Okay, that's good. And
Okay.
now you guys do electroplating or do you do like galvanizing?
I do metal finishing. My forte is anodizing of aluminum.
What is that?
Well, you can change the color of aluminum by anodizing it from, for instance, bare aluminum to black, red, blue, like you see little flashlights and things that are
Yeah.
aluminum.
Okay,
So
and
we
how does that?
basically, what?
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
That's okay. We just basically finish aluminum and people ship it to us or bring it to us. We just finish it and send it back. They're the ones that actually sell it. We just sell a service.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And do you guys use like special machinery for that? Like, I
I
mean, how
use
does that whole
special
process?
tanks and chemistry.
Oh, it's chemistry. That's what I'd
Yeah,
imagine
it's
is
like a
like.
plating shop, but we're not actually plating on something. We're basically just doing aluminum, so.
Oh, okay. So you guys kind of like.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. I wasn't sure how that whole process worked.
Yeah, it works with chemistry and tanks and heat and cold and dippy dippy and all that
Yeah.
stuff.
That's cool. And do you guys do galvanizing as well or just that?
No, we don't do galvanizing. You have to find a special shop for that one.
Yeah, okay. I know that process is pretty crazy. You have to dip it and stuff.
Yeah, and it's pretty hot, and yeah, we don't do that one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. How long you guys been in business for?
10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how'd you guys get into the industry? You just kind of
Well, it's
fell
a
into
long
it?
story, but
Okay.
Romy's husband bought her a business for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
And
Was she
that's how she
surprised?
ended up in metal finishing.
That's pretty cool. Was she like excited or surprised?
Well, I guess he's in the machine shop industry, so he needed a plating shop. So he bought her something he could need or he could use.
So he's selfish right there, right? It's for both of
Well,
them.
exactly. He is the machine shop making the parts, and then he's sending them to us to process them so that he can sell them to his customer. But we do all the other little job shops in town, too, so
okay,
it works
there you
out
go.
Well. We manage to pay our bills, and he gets his plating for free, and she doesn't even have to come in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, well, I will
all
definitely
right.
send a note. Yeah, thanks for the info, and yeah, it sounds
all
like
right.
you have a good system over there.
Oh, yeah, it works.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and what
Hi.
Was your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Yeah, this is Danny. So I'll go ahead and I'll send that note over, and then you can, you know, give it to
her.
Yeah,
and like I said, I'll just put it in her cupboard. What she does with it after that
yeah.
is up to her.
Well, I hope she doesn't throw it at you.
But she won't throw it at me. She'll give it to me, and she'll want me to interpret it for her.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even have to stop and read it. She just says, what is this? Because she knows I printed it and put it in her cupboard.
Yeah.
And she don't want to have to read it. That's what bosses do.
I know,
She's like,
right?
What is this? You know, I'm some guy that wants to finance some equipment for you or whatever. And then that's how it goes.
Yeah, we also you do, you know, the working capital, and it's just basically just tell her it's unsecured cash. We can get her 10% to 15% of gross annual sales.
All right. Well, I don't think she needs any cash, but I'll
yeah.
tell her.
Okay. All right.
All
thank
right.
you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.